child.
Father, this is all for
you.
ST.
You think I should put the news clip in the beginning of it? I should. Because literally all we're talking about today is Cardi. I didn't really feel like talking about anything else. We're just doing one shot. But that, because it's funny enough for me to just like be okay with that.
Not funny.
We'll talk about whether it's funny or not. Mic check, mic check. What's happening? Y'all already know who it is. It's the People's Chance of Podcast, the Uncensored Underdogs. Welcome to yet another episode of 7 Days. I go by the name of Reggie Days.
This is Becca FYB.
Jay Silva.
And today we're talking about none other than Cardi B. I guess let's start it off.
I did it myself. Niggas must have forgot, my nigga, the shit that I did to motherfucking survive. Like, I had to go straight. I had to go, oh yeah, you wanna fuck me? Yeah, let's go to this hotel. And I drug niggas up and I robbed them. That's what I used to do. Nothing was motherfucking happening to me, my nigga. Nothing.
Rape. That's how you started off. Yes.
I shouldn't have laughed at that.
A woman. Okay? I'm going to start with that line.
Yo, when they start with the as a woman, you already know bullshit is coming.
But that's not true. No.
As a woman.
Hey, I think we should let us
speak. A woman, I really think we should come with the same energy that we came with to R. Kelly. We came with, what's that old nigga's name?
Bill Cosby.
There we go. I forget names. I'm not from this country. I forget names, but I just think the same energy wasn't kept, and it goes to prove that, like, women aren't kept, like, accountable to their actions and stuff just because, like, of the double standards.
See, okay. And I feel like it depends on who we're comparing it to. Because I had to really sit and think about it, right? I was like, yo, how the fuck is she getting away with this? And I thought about it, right? When she made her statement, whoever her publicist is really smart, because that's a good diversionary tactic when they made that statement. Because what she said was, I come from a culture, a specific culture, mm-hmm. that we talk about a lot of the things that we come from. And a lot of those things are not pretty. Mm-hmm. A lot of those things are crimes. A lot of these things are terrible things where people do end up hurt before we are who we are now. And she was like, why should I be vilified for sharing my truth and where I came from?
Because every other guy was.
Okay, here's my thing. My thing is the reactions. Maybe it's because of, like, but I guess Twitter isn't real life. But maybe it's because of what, like, if it was a man coming out and sharing his truth. And all of that, it wouldn't be dealt with memes and laughs and all of that.
There have
it
would been be men in the past. Vicious, there have been men in the past that have come out and said terrible shit in songs before. They've talked about murdering people. They've talked about a lot of things, a lot of crimes that they committed in the past.
In songs. And, but not in like a video saying, okay, I physically did this. Like, you can't really.
I think the difference is that it's like a relationship kind of deal. Like, you're
what do you mean?
Because you're putting yourself in a position where you have to trust a person. I think that it's a better, like, when you're going to get somebody's trust, like maybe it was like a sexual interaction with, you know, the guy was paying for pussy or whatever, but still he was kind of trusting that she wouldn't drug the nigga and rob him. Just like if it, in a different, you know, situation where the woman is with the guy and he drugs and rapes her, she's trusting the guy not to drug and rape her. That's not what she signed up for.
But then there's a lot of people that act like this is the most shocking thing that they've seen. I've seen mixed reviews on this. Some people are like, some people are like, okay, like to them this isn't new news, which that's my reaction.
And that's the problem is that that's all I've been getting is like, okay, and that's not like, Reggie, I promise you, if someone else, like a man came out and said this, like that's what I do this all the time. I just drug women.
I agree with you.
And like that would not be the reaction. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she should be jailed. I'm not saying she should be crucified or whatever.
Be jailed.
Johnny, stop it. You have a tank top on. Anyway,
I think that's
important that you have, like, anyway, we're not even going to get into that, but I just think that it's not, the reactions aren't the same.
The reason my reaction, let me explain why my reaction was what it was. My reaction was what it was mostly because I did see this coming. Like, when she talked about what she used to do, she talked about stripping, she talked about, you know, selling pussy and the stuff that she had to do, I know that culture. Like, I know stories behind that culture. I know where that goes. T- to me, I thought that that was part of the story that everybody already knew would be there. Not saying that every last stripper does this, but let's be honest. Every last stripper that has gang ties and was gang banging and doing the shit that she was doing outside of stripping, 9 times out of 10, there's a reason why them niggas was banging with her. There's a reason why them niggas like was getting money with her to that capacity.
Yeah.
Like, one thing that I realized, a lot of the people who maybe grew up around that culture a lot more, for us, when we saw this news come out, we were like, I don't understand why y'all niggas didn't think that this would have already happened. Mm-hmm. That's why our reaction was that. It wasn't more of a, like,
that's just hilarious.
Let's be honest. How many of us sitting in this room have come across that type of scenario, whether it's like a friend of yours had that happen to them or somebody that you know of or a story? Have you ever?
I know women who's done it. I know women who's done worse.
Oh, who's drugs niggas?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
You don't know any? Or mm-hmm. any guys that have come across that?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
See, for me, it's different.
I think it might be just like the culture thing.
See, I got a homeboy. I got a homeboy who...
That's what that is. I know girls who got guys hooked up on crack because they sold crack and they sold the pussy just to get the nigga on crack.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And what they would do, a lot of dudes, whether, let's say he's a drug dealer, right? And he knows that he can use this girl that she's already selling pussy, so she can get a new clientele out of it or whatever. But if she also gets this nigga hooked on drugs, that's new clientele for the drug dealer. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, or let's say she knows that he's an enemy. He's somebody who the drug dealer doesn't mess with. She can sink her teeth into him, get as much money as she can get out of that situation, whatever, get him to trust her while she's in the crib and buddy's all laid up, booed up, whatever.
Just bust a nut.
Then you got some niggas running up in the crib. You got some niggas running up in the crib, masked up, and that's where that went. There's a lot of scenarios like that. I have a homeboy who he went on just a simple date with a girl in Tampa, right? He went on a date with a girl in Tampa. He was supposed to pick her up outside her crib. So he pulls up outside the house or whatever. She comes outside like, hey, I'm not done getting ready, which is normal shit. You know, the girl tells you a specific time or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's still not done getting ready. She's like, hey, you want to come inside? She was like, hey, you want to come inside while I get ready? He was like, all right, give me a sec. He needed to call us because we had all went down there, but we all were in different places. So he wanted to check in and see it, make sure everybody was okay. That's what saved his life. Him being a good homeboy saved his life that night. She goes inside. He pulls out his phone. He's talking on the phone with another one of my homeboys. He sees somebody out the corner of his eye coming up on the side of his car from his side mirror. Pulls out a gun, shoots, self-defense, ends up shooting that guy. Another person jumps out the bushes. He shoots that guy down. He peels off. He drives away. Yeah. If it wasn't for that, that girl literally would set him up to get robbed right there in the driveway. And that was just, and mind you, this was just off of a date tip. We find out way, way later, we bump into this girl on our next trip to Tampa. She's a stripper at a strip club. And that's what some of these girls do. That's what a lot of these women do. So to the dudes that know that this world is out there, when you meet a girl who's like, oh, she's from the gutter, she used to do this, she used to do that, whatever, we picture that as part of that package.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it wasn't so surprising to us. It's not just like, oh, we don't care because the victims are men, as far as the guy perspective. I know from my perspective, it's more of a situation of I know that that exists, and I know that that is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm more on it because it's hypocrisy, because I don't see none of the women going crazy. All I hear is defense. Well, somebody has to step forward.
If some guy said he raped some woman, like Cardi B said or whatever, nobody would even ask for the victim. They just go bashing that nigga.
Yeah.
But women are up in arms.
A confession is a confession. Let's be honest. Exactly. First, a confession is a fucking confession. At that point, you don't need a victim.
That's what I used to do.
They are locking arms, defending Cardi B for drugging and robbing niggas.
Also, I think a lot of people, a lot of defense, really.
I'm seeing just like defense. Crickets. Nothing.
I see nothing but
defense. I see more crickets than defense, but yeah. I do see defense. I have seen defense, which was weird. Defense. That shit was weird. I've seen women try to deflect, too, where I saw a dude being like, he posted a picture talking about, you know, Bill Cosby and Cardi B should get the same treatment. And I saw a woman post, and she was on some like, oh, this is the only time where men give a fuck about victims, y'all da-da-da-da all the time. Instead of actually, like, saying, hey, you're right and let's do this, they turn it into, well, y'all weren't saying this when the victim was a woman and this and that, da-da-da-da. And it turns into, like, a consistent war instead of ever agreeing when some nasty shit happened. Mm-hmm. So I responded to the chick, and of course she didn't respond to me because I was logical. I responded to her, and I was like, hey, how about instead of arguing over who's the nastiest nigga, we just throw all these niggas in jail and shut the fuck up? So she blocked me.
I think it's because the energy's not the same. Like, you niggas are you niggas are loud now, like, with the Cardi and all of that. But then, like, before... So, I can understand, like, where she's coming from. Before, no one really has that same energy.
But those guys have been arrested, though. Those niggas are serving time.
Here's my problem.
Here's the thing. And niggas are the ones that carry out every facet of that situation.
That is true.
A man arrested his ass. A man tried his ass. And a man carried his ass to his prison cell. Like,
what do you mean a man did it?
Like, men are doing physically. Men are doing all of that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Like, hey, I ain't gonna lie, that is kind of funny. Out all you by gotta men. Admit, that's kind of funny.
It's being all carried out by men. I don't understand. So, like, there's no conversation to be had there. If men weren't doing this shit, then why are these guys being arrested?
Okay. Touche.
That's kind of funny.
It's the truth. I look at facts. Like, it's the truth.
It's for me it's a wild situation just looking at all of it, just looking at everybody's reactions to all of this shit, because it's like everybody, it's like a perpetual war. It's like on one side of the war you have like straight black men, then you have another angle of the war. It's like a multifaceted war, right? You got one is just straight black men, boom, that's one group. Then you have pro-feminists, along with there's some sort of alliance going on with the LGBT and LMNOP community. And then you got it's like so many factions kind of spread off, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody just loads up when it's their time. Like, it's just this weird Cold War where niggas is like, when Jussie Smollett did his shit, mm-hmm. all of a sudden niggas is loading up and they're like, look, oh, when in the beginning they were like, look at it, this man. He was beat up for being a black man, and he was beat up for being gay, and straight black men won't defend him. Look at him. Full of shit. You don't give a fuck about this man. You don't give a fuck about black people. Then all of a sudden it's like, wait, he lied? Oh, silence. Crickets. Well, fuck them straight niggas anyway. And then it's like, it's a consistent weird thing where no matter what, it doesn't matter what the story says, as long as it reaffirms wherever the fuck you're standing.
You believe, yeah.
Yeah, wherever you're standing, that's all that matters. They don't actually care. Like, half of you niggas don't really care about people getting raped. You don't give a fuck about all this shit that we're talking about. You just want to be right. Like, niggas is just, you want to be the loudest nigga in the barbershop. Mm-hmm. That's all that it is.
Because mm-hmm. That's why there's so much inconsistency on, like, social media and on, like, with, as far as, like, people's opinions, is because they will say something because, you know, it's loud, it's the new hype, it's the new thing to talk about. They will say something, but then when something else comes that doesn't align with it but should align with it, they're like, oh, shit. Like, it never makes sense. Like, if you keep adding things and tell them, okay, be consistent with your opinion and what you believe in, these things will not... they'll never fit, and that's why they look so wishy-washy, because their opinions never really stay consistent.
And I think the hardest part is when it comes to objectivity, what hurts is nobody wants to admit that somebody who looks like them, sounds like them, or does anything alike of whatever it is that they're standing in front of mm-hmm. did something wrong. Instead of doing that, they'd rather pull up old instances, bring up old shit, or do whatever to deflect.
Yeah.
My thing is, I feel like what makes me I'm not going to say unpopular, but what makes me a person who a lot of people may have an issue with, whether it's arguing with or, you know, conversing with in certain types of manners, no matter what it is that I'm defending, I don't give a fuck. If I'm a fan of yours, if I, you know, like whatever it is that you're doing or whatever, I'm going to hit you just as hard mm-hmm. as if I didn't fuck with you. Especially, like, I feel like I'm about as pro-black as they come, but it didn't matter. Jussie Smollett was lying. The nigga was lying. A white man did not do that. What? We see two Nigerians buying bleach and rope, and we're supposed to really sit there and just act like this nigga's telling the truth?
I mean, he got off.
Yes, he did. Which I don't even want to get into that whole. I think that's important. Whole rabbit hole of how he got off. Because technically he didn't get off, but he did. It's a whole thing. They dropped the charges, so it's not like proven innocent. It's more like charges have been dropped. Yeah, but we're not trying to pay for this court case.
Well, Trump's about to send the FBI for him, so Trump says. So we'll see where that goes.
I mean, good luck on that. And I don't blame Trump for doing that. That's another thing. Even if it's the ops, I don't blame the ops for getting petty. If you see an open shot, nigga, take it. I'm a sportsman. At
that, well, I don't like you taking the shot, but I respect the shot.
At the end of the day, I got to be real with that. Like, he fucked up bad.
Yeah, and he did a terrible job. It wasn't even planned out very well. The nigga hired two Nigerians.
He had to do was hire white men, and this would have went a whole different direction.
He went with the new shit. And, like, left it at that. That was always my point of conflict, is that this nigga got a noose around his neck, and that's where the party stops.
Yeah.
You bring a noose to the party, put it around somebody's neck.
And you didn't tighten it. You didn't hang the nigga. You didn't yank it. Nothing.
That's where this party stops. There's always one nigga who escalates.
I had a conversation. I had a conversation with Silver off the mic about this, and that was probably the greatest conversation that I had on this subject, because he was like, think about it. So you mean to tell me, let's say three people, right? It's a group of three people. They're like, you know what the fuck we're going to do tonight? We're going to go hang us a nigga. We're going to go harass a black person. We done got our bleach. We done got our rope. We
noose from 1776.
Like, we know tonight we're going to do some fuck shit. You mean to tell me, he was like, they not only cornered this guy, they successfully beat the shit out of him, dump the bleach all over him, get the noose around his neck,
and leave it there. All right, guys, let's hang it up. I think we've done enough here.
He was like, not one person took it too far?
Not one! They all got pitch-perfect self-control. These racists, they have to be ignorant. Right? They hate black people for no apparent reason. They gonna stop it. All right, guys.
I'm good. You good?
Niggas just wringing their hands
Bill?
And shit.
Bill, we good? We good?
Dusting themselves off.
You content?
All right, I think I got it out.
All right, well, you know.
Sorry about that, nigga. Walk off. The fuck? That's where the party stops.
That's the crazy shit. Like, I didn't.
That's fucking hilarious.
I couldn't fathom the dumb shit. But at the end of the day, a L is a L, and I'm willing to take that. It's just this weird thing where people feel like they have to align with their own beliefs at all times, no matter what is factual.
Mm-hmm.
You got to align with other people who believe what you believe in, even if they do some bullshit. I don't like that. I don't like family like that. But maybe that's because, yet again, you were talking about like culture. My my family ain't like that. Let me do some bullshit right now, and my mom knows I'm guilty. She will say, put him in jail. She'll be like, no, that nigga gotta go.
My mom won't say shit. I can say that. I know that.
And I mean, like, what you're saying, not family, but my friends. And I know today, actually, I was talking to my friend, and I was saying some dumb shit. And she's like, okay, Rebecca, you're wrong. And I'm like, okay, I'm mad, and I want to be justified. And she's like, nope. Like, that, I'm not here for that. Like, and so I respect that. Like, you can't just because, and that doesn't make you less of a friend. That doesn't make you less of a fan or a stan, whatever. It's just like, if they're wrong, they're wrong, and that's it. Like,
you should do that more often. Because a lot of these motherfuckers out here are wrong as hell. Nobody's telling them.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's seen as, it's this weird idea of loyalty. Like, loyalty, the definition of loyalty now is so warped.
Well, loyalty is a thing you do, you know. It's kind of like a, it's what you're loyal to. Now, somebody might be loyal to keeping you emotionally happy, and then to do that, they might do a whole host of bullshit. But you can be loyal to anything, like.
Yeah.
So it really depends on what you're loyal to.
I think a lot of people are loyal to the wrong things. They're loyal to keeping their friend happy.
Happy versus being loyal to their friends.
Like, I'm loyal to keeping you alive. I'm loyal to keeping you, like, certain things. Like, I don't have to keep you happy. Exactly. Now, to a certain extent, of course. But to, like, the weird shit, if you're out here hurting people, doing whatever. Like, I've seen niggas literally online before. It was a conversation that a girl that I follow on Twitter brought up. And she was going to have a forum over at UCF. And she was talking about how the school needs to talk about rape and rape culture and stuff like that. This was like maybe a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this idea where a lot of girls were talking about, you know, random scenarios that they've heard from other girls or they witnessed personally or whatever. And this guy literally was like, oh, I don't give a fuck what my friend did. I'm never snitching on that nigga. Even if that nigga rape a bitch or whatever. He was like, oh, that's my nigga. That's between him and God. And I'm like,
see, I don't know if I'd snitch.
I mean, like, exactly. You don't have to, like, snitch on them, but you can keep them accountable.
If a good friend of mine decided that raping a girl was a good idea, I'd just throw hands with him.
Yeah, like, you got to stop this nigga. Like,
hey.
Exactly.
If he's going to do it again, at least I'm not going to know about it. I'm the wrong nigga to tell.
To some people, accountability is disloyalty.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
their friendships aren't strong enough then.
I mean, their friendships aren't strong at all.
At all, yeah.
The idea, it's not a friendship, it's, what is it?
Slavery? No?
It's enabling. Excuse me. It's not a friendship. It's literally like some enabling weird shit that everybody's
enabling
on.
Partnership contract.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's very gross.
I let you rape, you let me.
I'm gonna do some fucked up shit.
That's so gross.
We're gonna do some fucked up
and
shit.
And we're gonna be okay with it. We gonna ride to the.
Because at the end of the day, we real niggas and we don't turn.
We ride or die.
And we both fucked up people. And it's okay, because we both fucked up when we know.
I don't believe in ride or die. Mm-mm.
Now, I know one friend of mine, I was talking to him recently about the Cardi B thing, and he said that his problem with her is not even about what she did. It's more about the fact that now that she's in trouble, she turns around and uses hip hop culture as a crutch. When a few weeks ago, when she was in an interview and they asked her about, you know, how she feels about the culture or how she feels about certain things, she said, fuck the culture, I'm in it for the money. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I don't care about, you know, writing. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. It was like this long tangent that she went on where she was like, where she said flat out, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Y'all know what I'm here for. I'm here for this money, and I'm here for me. And he was like, you can't be halfway. Like, for you to be like, oh, well, the culture that I'm in, we're trying to highlight, you know, the darkness and the light and this and that.
Who's now we? Now you speak French.
Now it's we. But 2 weeks ago, you're like, fuck them niggas and all that shit they trying to do. I don't give a fuck about all that poetic shit, nigga. Get this cash, it's money in it. And then now it's like, well, you know, as a person who's a prominent member of the culture, like that shit, when he brought that up, I was like, damn, that is.
Yeah, it's the wishy-washiness.
That's that wild shit.
But, be fair.
Inconsistency at adventure.
Come on, Abba. Come on.
Okay, we're not doing the woman and man thing. That's what we're not going to do.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that don't save her, bro. That don't save nobody. All of this shit is bullshit.
Apparently.
I don't know. To me, all of this shit is bullshit, dog. Like, all of it. Because, especially, you notice nobody got mad about the other. There were two videos that both went viral at the same time. It was that old video and another one where she was telling women, oh, do you want to know how to get back at your man for cheating? Yet again, she said, drug that nigga and let a call a tranny to come rape him or some shit like that.
She's done it before. I believe it. You don't just come up with those kind
of ideas. I was like, well, first of all, she didn't just pick that out of the air. She didn't just make that up today.
Like, she had to see that.
She's telling you what she done before. That's not some new shit. She didn't just be like,
yo, is that what Offset, like?
First of all, I know Cardi. Maybe. She can't freestyle like that. We're not going to pretend that all of a sudden she's Jadakiss now. She pulled that bar out the fucking sky. It was like, you know what's fire? Transsexual rape. And she just fell out the sky. That was a pre-placed bar.
Yeah, no.
That was there.
That's how Offset's like that. That's why he's like that. You see Offset now?
Yo, you think Offset was...
I was telling niggas not to fuck with Cardi B.
You think Offset was scared? Wait. I like where this is going. So you think Offset was scared? That's why he's trying to get her back?
Not scared. It happened to him.
She might be just a nasty ass chick.
And she was like, you remember what happened last time?
No, she filmed it, shows it to him every time he goes out. Remember this? I believe it.
Y'all ridiculous. Y'all crazy as hell.
It's not crazy. She came up with that idea.
This nigga Offset was crying in the shower, pop locking and shit. That's so sad.
Aww.
Hashtag free Offset.
Surviving Cardi
B. Surviving Cardi B.
How the tables have turned.
Yo, it's so sad, dog. Offset deserves better than this, dog.
You know what? I think my dog Offset need to get with more like an Ariana Grande.
Right. You know, we need more Arianas in this life.
I don't get
now.
It. What you mean? Like, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored?
Let me know. Sure.
Yeah. Why not? Sure. It's better than getting drugged and raped. I'd rather that than get drugged.
I was bored too. How did you know? How did you know? But let's be honest though. Big Sean and Janae, they were both low key hiding, disappear. All that she had to do, all Ariana had to do, said break up with your girlfriend. I'm bored.
This nigga, I'm very upset.
I've heard two verses. I've heard two Big Sean verses since then.
Which was?
There was one that was on the Rich the Kid album, and then there was one that was on whatever project came out right before that. That's more than I got. Than over this last year that he was with Janae. I'm cool with that.
Because he was focusing on himself. He was growing.
Exactly. You need Ariana Grande.
No, you don't.
That ponytail is magical.
That man doesn't need Ariana Grande. Because remember how he was before Ariana.
First of all, we all need Ariana Grande.
I'd have Ariana Grande for approximately a quarter. Okay? A fiscal quarter.
Right? What?
But you would grow exponentially in that quarter.
Nuts would, boy. I'm sorry.
I'm uncomfortable.
I feel like her pussy would taste like hope.
As a woman, I don't want to have this conversation.
I feel
hope
like,
and dreams.
Please. I feel like she's one of those girls.
I beg you.
Something about her seems like she wants to get thrown across a room.
This is weird vibe.
You know, she would spiral before you caught her. You know what I mean?
What's up?
You know, one
is it the
catcher?
Time? This like how small she is. You guys like that?
That, but also her hair. Like I just imagine it just like spiraling as she's going. So it's like
a frisbee. But no, it's aerodynamic because the shape.
Yeah, and like it would just flow with her. It would help.
Sick.
It would help. No, you don't get it.
I don't understand.
I was telling Rock. Well,
no. I didn't even used to think she was that bad either in the past. It was just over time I started to be like, I get it.
Yeah. And she got older, so you know the body started.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it.
A little bit more. Yeah, you can see it in the face. And
I think it's
just in the face.
She's less of a, like before. I was like, she looks like a child to me. I don't know. There was nothing clicking, and it's like, oh, now, hello, 25.
And like Rihanna, when Rihanna became a woman, remember she got a little bit thicker.
See, I don't think I paid attention to her when she was mad young though. So I didn't see, like, I saw it, but I didn't pay attention. When she was mad young.
Womandom came when the hair, red.
When she gained weight. I don't know whatever that coincides with it, but when she gained weight and got them titties and that ass.
But that was after, when she went on her hiatus. But, like, I think the red hair of Rihanna is when, like, the woman came in.
Maybe for, I guess, in the world of women.
Yeah. What?
And maybe in the world of women. I don't know. All I remember is when she got thick and she was at, what that shit was, that little parade.
Like, that Rihanna?
Yeah. Because
for years, Rihanna could never get this dick from me, boy. But now.
Okay.
Now.
Get out of here.
I don't know. I just, a lot of these celebrities, for the most part, I've never been the one who super gassed celebrities' looks. Not really.
Who did I want to?
DaBaby?
No. That's what I was, when I came in here, I was going to tell you guys, my favorite new thing on Twitter is, like, the sloppy gawk. Like, them calling head that is, like gawk, gawk.
That's the new phrase for head. When they talk, instead of saying head.
Sloppy gawk 5000. No, I was going to say who I wanted to, you know, gawk.
Okay.
They can't see. Here's the thing.
Throw name.
Some of y'all can't call it that. Some of y'all can't call it that because that should be dry. But what?
Whoa! I told Metro Boomin has always been my, like, you know, focus in life. But like, let's go back.
But he looks like your starter pack though.
No,
I'm not gonna reveal what your starter pack is.
He
looks exactly like your starter pack.
No, it doesn't.
I want to know what a starter pack is.
No, it doesn't.
A starter pack is like a generic listing.
Okay, he doesn't even have the beard, and
see,
I like the beard.
Here's the thing: Becca has a starter pack of what she's interested in when it comes to men.
Just because I like,
I figured it out what it was.
What was
just
it?
Because I like thick lips and sultry eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. I know what it is.
What is it? What is it?
Really? I've pointed out exactly what it was because I was able to point out my friends who look like that. But we're going to leave that alone. Do you see what I'm saying?
I got to go. I got to bounce.
Because all them niggas look alike and Rebecca's like, wow, he's so fine. I'm like, that's one nigga. They're all the same.
Maybe I have a type, Reggie.
A strict type.
Very strict. I'm strict to my diet.
Jesus Christ.
Sloppy gawk, you know? I love that term. I'm going to introduce that to my mom.
Right. about it. It's like, some of you girls can't call it that. Y'all just gotta call it gawk.
Yeah, this is very neat. Y'all shit is not sloppy. Very neat and composed.
Very arid.
So, this is really sad. Republican gawk. What would it be like?
Sanskrit gawk.
This is very...
funny. That's not funny.
Saharan desert gawk.
It's really sad because I know, like, there's a lot of... We don't really tell the truth when it comes to head, do we? Huh? As men. Because I started realizing that the more female friends I have, the more I have, like, certain conversations, or I overhear them. I'll hear them talking to each other, and the more they talk to each other, the more I realize, wow, we're liars. Guys.
No way.
Like, because they'll be talking to each other. They'll be like, girl, I had him. But the thing is, we know by numbers, right? Because we know by proxy. If it's five women in a room, 9 times out of 10, right? Unless you're in just the most porn palace ass room.
Yo, how misogynistic only gonna is be... this going to be? Should I leave?
No, this is just honest. I'm just being...
No, like from a scale of like 1 to 10.
I don't think this is a misogynistic conversation.
Okay, okay. No, I saw where it was heading and I didn't want to be here for it. But go ahead.
No, this was going to turn to you. I was going to ask you a question. I'm okay, getting around it. Go ahead. But honestly... The more the conversations go, the more you know, like, yeah, I may not have slept with her myself or these girls myself, but I know just by numbers and by proxy, somebody's lying. Either somebody's lying or somebody's been lied to their entire lives.
About what?
Just sex in general. Usually, yes, especially head. Especially head.
Well, you know niggas be lying. You know niggas be out here telling girls that this shit is the most amazing thing ever.
Some of them you gotta lie to, though.
Whoa, guys.
Because they're going to cry and shit. Like, nobody wants to be there when they cry.
I mean, but you ain't got to tell them it's terrible, but you can't be saying, oh, your shit's amazing.
You don't have to say anything.
Let's stop.
You don't have to say anything. You can just be like, oh, thanks.
You don't have to say thanks. Well, don't do that.
That's a lie.
Why?
Don't say thanks.
You don't have to be thanks. Be like, give her like a hug.
But what if you're not thankful?
You don't have to say anything.
Yeah,
and that's a lie.
And that's what you should
get. How is that a lie?
Because she don't know that it's trash. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
Only lying if the question comes up. And if it doesn't come up, then
lies and omission. Lies and omission.
I feel like you should let it be known that it's trash if it's brought up. If you think it's amazing, then you vocalize that it's amazing.
But therein lies the problem. Imagine this girl that gave head to, I don't know, 10 guys in her entire life. All 10 of them never said anything. She's like, you know what phrase women love using? Well, I've never had any complaints. And in my head, right?
I have some complaints.
In my head, I always be like, where are these complaining ass niggas though? Like, who do I know
I'll complain.
Other than Jay Silver who would look a girl in the eye and complain?
I'll complain real quick.
Oh my gosh.
God damn it.
No.
I've had terrible head wounds.
I'm having like a crisis and I'm going... I've said that before. I've said I've never had any complaints.
Nobody's ever complained about me.
But let's be honest. Like, can you complain? As a guy, can you get away with complaining? No.
No, you can't.
No, you are officially the wildest nigga on the planet to her.
You're a wild ass nigga. You're going to tell a girl that her head game is terrible.
Like, you understand her. Your dick was just in her mouth, bruh. Like, you removed it to tell her that you don't want to put your dick back there again.
No, this is how it happened for me. She was like, I'm getting off of work. Let me come suck your dick. I said, no, thank you.
This is a true story. I can vouch for that because that day he told me right after he told me.
I had to tell somebody.
He literally.
I said, no, thank you.
He felt so proud about this.
I didn't feel proud. I was just very conflicted and confused. I was like, how?
He hit me up. He said, hey,
oh my God.
Reggie, have you ever
got head
from a girl that was so bad that when she offered you to pull up on you and give you head again, you said, spot. No, thank you.
Listen.
She offered to come off of work. She didn't even take a shower.
What made it bad? Just straight out of work. What did she do?
I don't even know.
Anyway, what made it bad?
Everything.
It just didn't feel good in her mouth for some reason. I don't know what she was doing, but I know I didn't want her doing it again.
No, I've had bad head is inexplicable, I will say. It's very inexplicable because I know I'm there. You know I'm there. Like we know. I'm in there right now. But I'm very underwhelmed right now. Like, I don't think I should be.
Underwhelmed. Because if it was underwhelmed, I'd let her do it again. Just because I could get the nut off. The shit was just bad. It wasn't neutral, nigga. It was bad.
Oh, see, I've had a lot of neutrals.
I'm not even. Well, usually it's just
neutral is the game around here. Neutral is like, all right, this is Monday. Like, neutral is, most women are neutral.
Yeah, most women are in the neutral round. You know, they vary.
Yeah.
They, you know, minimally. But then there was this girl. She was on the extreme of terrible.
Was it the teeth scrape?
I don't know what she was doing. Because I was, like, looking at her to see if she was using her teeth. But she wasn't. So I don't know if it's just the shape of her mouth.
Was her mouth that dry? I don't understand. Like, maybe. Because you look. Because here's the thing. You thought it was tooth. So it had to be dry. That's
that might have been what okay. it was.
So you thought. The fact that her mouth was frigid enough.
Maybe she doesn't produce enough saliva. You
then
might
why
need
does she want to come and suck my dick again? Like, what the fuck?
Maybe it's a medical concern, all right? You need to be
more. Maybe she needs to drink a lot of coconut oil before she sucks dick.
Drink coconut oil?
Oil?
The whole
or
oil.
Water?
Coconut oil, nigga. Need to be lubricated. Fuck you mean?
That's funny. That's fucked up.
Chew on Vaseline.
Vaseline, y'all gonna
Vaseline
be like,
bar.
Looking back at my life right now.
No, this should be bad, bro. This should be. Or it's a lot of times where you, like, she leave the house and in the back of your mind, you're like, I didn't need that.
That is exactly
I
what I thought.
I would have been great.
Yeah, I didn't need to do that. And you start thinking about, like, damn, I could have, like, I could have been way further in that show I was trying to binge watch. And you're like, damn, like.
Damn, I could have did so much shit besides get hair from this bitch.
You guys are horrible. I knew it was going to go down this path.
I mean, it was
but
bad.
No, that really is.
That was a bad experience. Have you not had bad head experience? You're a girl. You've had to have niggas who did not give you head properly. Okay, whatever. Anyways.
Becca's like, well.
Every nigga's amazing.
Right?
I'm with a lot of these niggas.
Becca's yes, like, yes, I have yes, the yes, greatest yes. choice in men.
No, every man I deal with is impeccable.
But no. I feel you. I've had bad. But then I told them. I feel like it's different coming from a woman.
Well,
but then,
yeah,
because
niggas are used to
joke.
Getting verbally abused.
Exactly.
I was going to say, men also expect women to explain, expect women to like say something or do something.
Because, yeah.
You know, every little thing that goes wrong with a woman is a man's fault. Like, if she's dry, they're like, oh, you didn't get her attracted enough. Or if,
these are all
facts. Big facts.
Like.
But if the guy's not hard, there's something wrong with him. But
mind
ahead.
You, it's not like vaginismus exists,
facts.
By the
that's
way. Like, there's whole conditions out there that explain this shit, but it's like, nah, it's the guy's fault.
It's
yeah, it's true.
Big facts. I support him.
It's like, oh, no, she's not suffering from vaginismus. No. It's like, you didn't get your hair cut before fucking her, so she wasn't turned on enough. Like,
your hair is too long. It's just yeah.
Okay,
long.
First of all, that's a factor.
So. Really?
Yes.
And niggas hair length?
Yeah, not hair
hairline.
But
hairline.
The, like the little fade just right the off the beard, you know, like just it blunt.
I never had that shit. And bitches be wet enough. I don't know nothing about that.
All right, Johnny.
I mean, women.
So
I'm sorry.
Obviously, like, okay, their preferences are not
fade.
I mean,
I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't know. I don't think women are that particular. I don't know.
Well, I am.
Okay.
I like me a nice fade. And I lick a fade, you know?
You lick it?
That's disrespectful.
Oh, damn.
You don't like your fade being licked?
I don't like... When I get my hair cut, don't touch my shit. And women love that shit. They be like, ooh. And then the hand comes up. I be wanting to swing, bro. Like, don't do that. Don't.
No, like a
don't,
haircut
don't touch
is...
The fade.
Really, it's a mating call. Like, it's just like...
Y'all love fucking that shit up. And I feel like subconsciously, though, it's their way of laying claim. Because they're like... If I fuck his head up, I'm the only one who saw it. Like, now, the memory of it lives in my mind
why,
and only my
why
mind.
Why would we do that? We want the shit to look good, but we just, we want to touch.
Nigga, waves be killing, and then she just swipe your head the opposite direction.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no
my
Nicki Minaj
God.
Shit in here. No.
That's why I'm going to keep my waves like that. I want to keep them going now.
Jesus Christ. Just so much disrespect. Oh, my God. I guess that's about it for today. We talked about, you know, spiking drinks and terrible head.
Cardi.
Anybody who has any, anybody who has, you know, anything to contribute, always know how to find all of us for the most part. I'm Reggie Days on all platforms. That's REGGIEDAES. Becca, let them know how to find you.
Queen Becca. Well, no, Queen _ Becca with 1C on Twitter. And that's it.
All right, and Jay Silver does not want you guys to be able to find him. So,
yeah, don't try looking for me.
You find
you don't want to
and
find
don't
him
be one of these weird ass bitches taking pictures of me for the side of some shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we were out, at a party. Creepy. I guess we can end it at this. This could be a group weekender. We were all out at a
weekend, actually. That was a good weekend.
It was a good time. Everybody had a good time for the most part.
Yikes.
So this nigga Jay Silver, I find out about this way after, of course. I wasn't really involved in the initial conversation. But he looks over and he notices some girl taking a picture of him from the side. Right. Now, explain exactly how this happened, because I wasn't there.
I mean, I was just chilling, sitting next to Rebecca and Rasheem.
Shout out to Sheem the Dream.
Where is Sheem? I miss you, Sheem.
It's a story, woman.
hit me. Go ahead.
So, we just chilling or whatever, talking. And I just noticed this girl sitting right in front of me in plain sight, try to whip out her camera from the side and try to like act like she's trying to take the picture or whatever. And she takes it. And I go to Rasheem, I'm like, hey, this bitch just took a picture of me.
Maybe she liked my outfit.
She couldn't see your outfit.
Damn.
Your back was facing her.
You couldn't let me have that. Anyway.
I mean, no, your outfit.
She could have been taking a picture of your ass, though.
Yeah, possibly.
She wanted some Becca.
That thing was sitting right, wasn't it?
It sure was. I'd have bit into it.
All right.
Speaking of ass, I got one last weekend.
Speaking of ass.
I got one last weekend. There's something that's been bothering me, right? I don't know what you niggas is doing now, and I don't know what kind of bullshit that y'all be on, but please keep this shit away from my fucking Twitter timeline. I've been seeing you motherfuckers who think it's funny to retweet women eating ass on my timeline, what? As in women eating male ass on my timeline. Look, I don't know where this came from, but y'all need to stop. Y'all need to fucking stop.
What? I've never seen
like
that.
I saw this one girl. You know them tweets where it'll be a little small picture and then it's like a girl.
Open for a surprise?
It's a girl. Yeah, it's open for a surprise, right? And then you open the picture and below it's a video of a woman like giving a nigga the most disgusting rim job.
Sloppy gawk.
Yeah, but to his asshole.
Still a gawk.
Like she's like and it's crazy because she's jerking this nigga like he's a cow. Like she's milking him. And she's just going like in this. Like it's the most disgusting shit.
That's hilarious.
And it's everywhere.
I haven't seen it. And I'm glad. Thank gross. God for that.
All it says is open for a surprise. And then you're really surprised when you open it.
That's why I stay hilarious. Off Twitter.
That's why.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, stop with the creepy shit. Don't be taking pictures of niggas and don't be sending niggas pictures of videos of females eating ass. It's gross. All right?
It's a sick world we live in, man.
It's 2019.
Shout out to Cardi B.
What?
Later days.
She could drug me.
Jesus.